Black Hole Sonifications, Visual Description. This release features three sonifications related to black holes, presented as soundtracks to short videos. Each sonification video features a composite image representing a different aspect of the life of a black hole. These images are visualizations of data collected by NASA telescopes. During each video, a line sweeps through the image. When the line encounters a visual element, it is translated into sound according to parameters established by visualization scientist Kimberly Arcand, astrophysicist Matt Russo, musician Andrew Santaguida, and consultant Christine Malik. The first sonification features WR-124, an extremely bright, massive star. Here, the star is shown in a short-lived phase preceding the possible creation of a black hole. At the center of the composite image is the large, gleaming star in white and pale blue. The star sits at the heart of a mottled pink and gold cloud, its long diffraction spikes extending to the outer edges. Also residing in the cloud are other large, gleaming stars, glowing hot pink dots, and tiny specks of blue and white light. In this sonification, the sound activation line is an ever-expanding circle, which starts in the center of the massive star and continues to grow until it exits the frame. The second sonification features SS-433, a binary star system at the center of a supernova remnant known as the Manatee Nebula. Visually, the translucent blobby teal nebula does indeed resemble a bulbous walrus or manatee, floating in a red haze packed with distant specks of light. Inside the nebula is a violet streak, a blue streak, and a large bright dot. The dot, represented by a plucking sound in the sonification, is the binary system at the heart of the nebula. In this sonification, the vertical activation line begins at our right edge of the frame and sweeps across the image before exiting at our left. The third and final sonification features Centaurus A, a distant galaxy with an enormous black hole emitting a long jet of high-energy particles. The black hole sits at the center of the composite image, represented by a brilliant white light. A dark, grainy, oblong cloud cuts diagonally across the black hole, from our lower left toward our upper right. A large, faint, translucent blue cloud stretches from our upper left to our lower right, and the long, thin jet, also in translucent blue, extends from the black hole at the center toward the upper left-hand corner. In this sonification, the activation line rotates around the image, like the hand of a clock. It begins at the 12 o'clock position and sweeps clockwise around the image.